Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we go. Sean and RJ on the home of America's team. We just had Brian Urlacher, and now primetime.
That's right.
Deion Sanders, last time he was on, it was the impromptu call. He woke up.
Yeah.
He was ready to spit fire. He said, who wants to have me on? And then, bam, calls in, and we go in on the Cowboys.
I'm so glad you introduced me with primetime, because me and Brian, I use one word, you know, Brian, had a conversation yesterday. Like, when they talk about him, you have to say Brian Urlacher. But when they talk about me, you just say Prime.
Yeah.
I just wanted him to hear that in here.
Well, he probably knew.
No.
All right, Brian, you knew. Urlacher.
Okay, but he said, you said prime time.
Yeah, so, that's right.
It was a two-word introduction, actually.
Prime restaurant.
He hit me so hard yesterday. We were shooting a commercial for Restore, and we had on our old football jerseys, and I had on 21. I say, like, when people see 21, they know. He said, yeah, Ezekiel. And it was the best. The timing of it was unbelievable. And I haven't recovered from that.
But I think in terms of nicknames, you might have a top three, like all time.
I think it's top one.
Okay, Magic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The great one. That's really good with Gretzky.
Everybody don't know that.
His airness, Air Jordan.
No, nobody says his airness.
Okay,
it's Air Jordan.
Yeah, Air Jordan. Okay, Mike. You can go Mike one name.
Yeah, but you got Jackson too. You know,
Mike Jackson too. That's right. That's a good point. Brian, did you ever have a nickname?
No, you're not going to win this argument with him, by the way. He has the best nickname of all time. You're not going to win the argument. He will one-up every story you have.
Yeah. So. Let's talk a little baseball.
Please.
Kyler Murray drafted.
Why is he playing football?
You tell him.
Why is he playing football?
$4.7 million bonus right there. He gets right out of.
Forget that. I just talked to one of the major league's execs, and a guy who really knows the game. This kid is probably, if he plays, and he should, is going to probably spend 1 year in the bushes in minor league, and then he's going to go to the pros, the big leagues. And then several years, 4 or 5 years after that, the kid's going to be making $200 million. So why are we even having this conversation? It don't even make sense to me.
Would he have to be a slot if he played in the NFL? Would he have to be a slot? Tavon Austin, that's it?
Slots, first of all, when you minimize him to that, you're saying a lot. Because a receiver is a receiver. We don't say Odell Beckham. Well, Odell Beckham or Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, would they have to be a slot? No. So now you're minimizing him to a specific position that is not handsomely paid.
Yeah. Can he play baseball?
Can he play baseball? Honestly, I think he's the best player coming out of the draft.
Mm.
Yeah.
Number 9 to Oakland yesterday.
I really think he's only number 9 because they figured he would play football. That's probably the reason he fell back to 9.
Brian, you remember his baseball days?
Primes?
Yeah.
Yes, just prime. See, yeah. So I grew up watching TBS and WGN in the summer. So it was the Cubs and the Braves for me in the summer. It was the only thing on TV during the day.
TBS.
Mm-hmm. I heard a vicious rumor that I would like Mr. Urlacher to elaborate on, that he was almost a Cowboy.
Really?
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
Can you tell the fans that? Tell them that story.
Well, it was after I retired. You know, Coach Marinelli came down here. And we did have a few discussions of possibly. I was old though, so you know.
Yeah, but you're still better than what we got.
No, well, Sean got hurt that year as well. Sean got hurt in training camp. New? So
what's new? Hurt,
man. Oh man, see,
that's cold.
You know, I tell the truth.
You do. Yeah, the harsh truth.
So Rod tried to get you back.
No. We just had a couple conversations about this and that, but it never. I was a year out already anyway, so it didn't matter. I was out of shape.
Yeah. Now
it wouldn't take you long to get back. And he looks good.
Yeah. We were asking about Van Der Esch. You know, you have to have the people trying to compare Van Der Esch to the next Brian Urlacher, possibly.
Well, I hate when people do that, man. Let this man get his gold jacket and walk, man. Quit trying to compare a moment to a monument.
So if Jalen Ramsey's drafted, you don't view it first as a compliment. You're like, don't do that to that kid. I don't like
people doing it to the kid because it's put too much on the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
All right, back to baseball real quick because he's diehard. I'm like okay with it. I get a little bit more bored with it. How much do you still follow baseball?
A little bit. Not a lot.
What doesn't do it for you, even as someone who played?
Well, the number of African Americans playing the game, that I think we were 28%, somewhere 25% when I played the game. I remember Marge Schott was getting criticized heavily, and we led the league in brothers. We couldn't understand that. how you criticize her? We lead the league in brothers. Yeah, usually they give you one and you get a roommate, but Marge Schott, we had a whole community of brothers. But I just don't like it. And we were just talking off air about the reason is because they price you out in select league. Select baseball is like $2,500 at least, to play for a decent team.
Especially if you travel.
Yeah. So it's not the best kids that are going to the big leagues. It's the kids that can afford it are going to the big leagues. So you're pricing out low-income families. And I'm about to partner with Major League Baseball to do something about that. We're about to launch 12U, 14, 16, 18U. They're going to play for absolutely free.
Mm.
And you're going to that's going to compensate you for the uniforms, the everything. You're going to bats, gloves, everything, bags, everything free.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And it's the way it should be.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a whole local tryout of all the kids those ages, and we're going to assemble the best team and affordable. You're going to have to prove that you're in a low income range, mm-hmm. and you're gonna play for free, man.
Yeah, when you limit the pool, you limit the talent, the athleticism. The athleticism's gone in a lot of places.
Why is that?
All right, the NFL Top 100, your network, releasing the latest list last night, and we've been having for a month a Dak debate. Where is he gonna be? Is he gonna be on here? I think last night ended it for him. He's not gonna make. Choppy says guarantee he's in love with him. Roy says no. Did you see the latest installment last night? Okay. 40-31. Tyreek Hill, Tyron Smith, 39. Jared Goff, 38. Bosa, 37. Adam Thielen, 36. Boye, 35.
Boye's a bad boy.
Tank, 34. Kareem Hunt, 33. Jadeveon, 32. And I think this is the one that ended it, that the players will not put Dak over Matt Stafford at 31. What do you think about the top 100 in general? You think Dak, Zeke has been named?
This is year by year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't like in stone. This is year by year. This is the players' vote for this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, players.
Yeah. So it has a little validity because the players are voting. When you start bringing guys like me and Erlag in there to vote, that changes drastically because we know what we see.
Brian, did you pay attention to it?
So at the very end of my career, they started doing the top 100, and I never voted.
Oh, you didn't?
I just didn't think it was fair. You know, because you got guys on the list this year, or every single year, they play one game and get hurt, and they miss the whole season. How can you put them on the list? They're not one of the top 100 players if they didn't play the whole season, or at least three quarters of the season. So it doesn't make sense to me, so I never voted.
How much did you get to watch of, like, do you even get to pay attention to other players on teams you don't even play against?
When you played against a guy like that, you watched him. Mm-hmm. Because you just wanted to see. Like, well, let me see. Let me check this dude out. Mm-hmm. Then, off tackle, and you just see him hunt. You just see him get down that line. And what Meech, my dear friend Meech, who works with me, he's like, man, Urlacher is huge.
Thanks, Meech.
Thanks, Meech.
Huge. Urlacher. What is he, 6'4", man? Oh, my God. Yeah. You don't see linebackers like this anymore, man.
We were 2011, number 51. Mm. So there you are on there that. Where would you have been offended if you didn't make the top
what? I was offended with the top 37, like overall. Yeah. 37. How you going to put me 37? I remember that. I think that's what started the offensiveness. Mm. Yeah, I think I was ranked 37 overall in all of.
History?
Yeah, the history.
History.
not 1 year. History.
Not 1 year.
It's like they didn't do the top 100 when you were playing.
You know we ain't talking about 1 year. I'm talking about history. Yeah. I was offended with 37 in history.
But don't you think you should love that there's no doubt all-time cover corner.
Hey, slow roll. Ain't no such thing as a cover corner. Is a quarterback a throwing quarterback? Is a linebacker a tackling linebacker? What is a cover corner? Ain't my job two cover? Ain't my job is two cover? What would you call it?
You did a good job.
Do you say a catching? You did a good job, do you call a receiver a catching receiver?
All right, okay.
Hopefully.
I think you still get labeled the number one corner of all time.
Yeah.
Brian's got to fight Ray. He's got to fight Butkus. He's got to fight other guys. You don't have to fight.
Jalen.
I did.
Who?
I'm just kidding.
Jalen Smith.
Yeah, I was just kidding.
Yeah. And he's going to get his leg back.
I had to fight, but I was Mayweather.
Yeah.
Undefeated. He's undefeated.
Undefeated. Deion Sanders, Brian Urlacher.
I was Mayweather.
In studio here on 105.3 The Fan. Prime, where do you stand on the Cowboys?
In what regards?
Contenders.
That's tough, man, in that division, man.
In the conference.
Because let's let bygones be bygones. Let's go national. We get ready to go national. Make national news. I can feel it coming out of my spirit. Let's just apologize and say, Dez, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Come on back. You didn't know Jason Witten was getting ready to do this. You didn't know this knucklehead is getting ready to do what he did and got out the car and run out of Lamborghini. Who leaves the scene of the crime with a Lamborghini? That means something was foul, okay? That's what you know. Let bygones be bygones. Bring the dude back, and let's move on.
That's Steven, I think.
True?
Jason or Linehan.
Yeah, but you got what else do you have, man? I agree. Nothing.
Why is he still unsigned?
Why is he allowed?
Because you got two situations here. Do I go somewhere where I could get this money, or do I go somewhere where I can win? Winning and money is not going to travel in the same at this age and stage of Dez's career. It's not going to travel together. So you got to figure out which one is the most important to you.
Brian, what do you think of Dez as a player? What do you think of him as a wideout?
He's tough. He's a big receiver. It's amazing he's been around as long as he has. You know, I remember his rookie year. I think we played him his rookie year, but just flew by. But he was a tough matchup for us for every team we played against, especially the cover corners.
Ability wise,
it's a good call.
That got past me.
Solid call.
Good job. Ability wise, Deion, what do you think he has left?
I think Dez can still go get that ball, and now he has something to prove. He wants to prove to the world that you guys made a mistake. You guys categorized me wrongfully. So I think I know he has a multitude left in the tank.
What about the attitude questions nationally, especially?
Know. Let me tell you something, man. I played with great receivers. I played against a lot of great receivers. Which one of them didn't have attitude?
Yeah.
Which one of them wasn't a diva?
Right.
Which one of them didn't trip, you know, didn't have that commonality that throw me that ball, I'm going to do it my way, and that's it, man. That's just who the big-time receivers are. Antonio has it. Julio has it. All these guys have it, whether you want to talk about it or not. They have it. Jerry Rice had. I saw Jerry Rice and Michael Irvin get mad at the darn Pro Bowl, man, for not getting the ball thrown to him. At the Pro Bowl, man. We're at the Pro Bowl. You mad because you're not getting the ball at the Pro Bowl? Everybody's a darn star here, man.
Brian, who was the diva linebacker?
Diva linebacker. I don't think we had. Well, I mean, you got Ray was the man, you know. So my whole career was always being compared to Ray, but he was the outspoken guy. You know, he would go out there and talk about it. A lot of guys didn't talk about it, but Ray talked about it.
Is Dak a franchise quarterback? Because this guy doesn't believe so.
Dak is a great quarterback, man. I like him. That's right. I like him. You took a team and you went a team that focused on the run that had the line from heaven. You know, almost as good as that line back in the day, but never. You can't compare with that line that we had back in the day with Nate and those guys. But then you try to change it when Zeke went down. So now you're going to take a running team and try to flip it, and now we're going to start throwing the ball. No, who can do that, man? What franchises can really do that? And the Cowboys weren't built for that. You can't put pressure on a non-Cowboy fan to name another receiver on the roster besides Dez Bryant.
Brian, who's another wide receiver that they have?
Bryce Butler, he's gone.
He's gone.
Williams. 83.
Yes. What's his first name?
From the Lamborghini.
83. He knows his first
Terrence
name.
Terrence Williams.
He's almost gone.
Terrence Williams.
He's almost gone.
Hey,
Cole Beasley.
Cole Beasley.
The slot guy. You don't want to label him a slot guy.
I like Cole Beasley. I like his game.
I do too.
Brian Urlacher, Deion Sanders, tell us about Restore Prime and what's happening first office outside of the
first
Chicago
of all, I
market.
Think you need to tell them about Restore, because you're looking at our beautiful heads of hair right now. You should tell them.
Well, Brian's, we already saw, looking fantastic. We saw yours on TV.
Yeah, but now it's live.
And now it's live.
Tell them what you see.
I think it's impressive.
Give them play by play.
It is. It's full.
I look young.
You look younger. Yeah. No doubt about it. I can't tell anything's happened. I think someone on the Cleveland Cavs would, if they were listening, they would take this advice themselves.
Yes. And we're not calling any names.
We're not calling any names.
Right.
But
we call numbers.
Both of you are looking fantastic. Very good.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So for those who are thinking about it, we have many people in this building.
Who wants to be bald? We got a bald man here right now. Do you really want to be bald?
Come on.
No, you don't.
Web guy,
I mean,
Jeff.
You didn't wake up this morning and say, you know, I want to be bald today.
His wife doesn't want him to be, for sure.
It just happened, and you had no options, but now you do.
Yes.
We can help you, man. I know you're going to wait till they leave and probably put me aside when we get outside the door. Hey, man, you know, you're serious? That's usually how it goes down. We can help you.
What do people need to know, like procedure-wise, about maybe questions or worries that you can alleviate?
People have this misconception that you're taking, like, hair from a baby doll or something and plant it into you. It's your hair. It's your hair that you take from, they call it the donor area, right, Brian?
Yes,
yeah. Donor area. Where you have the sides of your hair and the back of your head is full. It would never run on empty. And I love that. And you take hairs from those parts of your head and implant them into the parts where you're bald. And it's your hair and it grows back. Like my beautiful head of hair.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Restore, Dallas, first one outside of the Chicago market. Brian, what's that website? RestoreHair.com. There it is.
Yes.
You can
look forward to a lot of wonderful billboards featuring the two of us.
Mostly him.
Mostly,
but I'll be joining him as well on the
When's
billboards.
The commercial coming out?
I'm not sure.
We gave them so much footage yesterday. Oh, I don't know what they're going to decipher, like how they're going to cut it up.
All right, boys. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Brian, congratulations. The future Hall of Famer, the current Hall of Famer, Deion Sanders and Brian Urlacher.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.